And our 11 o'clock hour always features live music. Occasionally touring musicians who come through Pittsburgh who know that there's always a place to play. Also often regional musicians. And this week, we have somebody who you may know from her work at Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society, where she has been a huge part of the Pittsburgh folk scene for quite some time. But today you're going to get to hear her sing and some of her own songs. Eric Sorelli is backing her on guitar, and our pleasure to welcome Emily Rogers.
Thank you.
Emily Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade. What was the name of that song?
The song was called 2 Years.
A great song, and great to hear you. Excuse me. I was looking at your website, and I got a kick out of the NPR quote, which I've never seen a blurb that uses both creaky and creepy in the same sentence. Emily has one of those haunting, unforgettable voices that radiates with a surreal beauty. Though the songs are rooted loosely in traditional folk, Rogers' voice and the creaky production give it a creepy, slightly more experimental feel.
Yeah.
You must feel good about that as a it's there, but it's I think creaky I get, creepy in a good way, I suppose.
Yeah.
When did you start playing?
Well, I started writing my own music about 7 years ago, which is when I moved here.
Where did you come from?
I'm originally from Elkhart, Indiana, which is northern Indiana, and that's where I went to college. I went to Goshen College in the same area.
And, you know, we have a lot of folks that came here from Goshen. A lot of members of the Mennonite community have found their way here, and it's wonderful that so many people have come here. How did you – what caused you to land in Pittsburgh?
I think the reason there's so many Goshen College grads, it's a really small school. It's like 700 students. But there is a program. I think it's called something else now, but it was called MennoCorps, which is a lot like AmeriCorps, mm-hmm. but through the church. And so lots of people came for that program and then ended up staying. And I didn't do that program, but I just came along with some friends.
Yeah, I think, and a lot of those folks worked as part of the Union Project,
mm-hmm. yeah.
In East Liberty. So were you playing as a little girl growing up? Did you have much of a musical life in your family?
Yeah. I took piano lessons from like 9 to 18, and I also played viola throughout school. So,
but only 7 years ago, you started to kind of like slit yourself open and take a song and put it out there, which takes a lot of courage. Was there an incident or something that led you to finally do that? I mean, was this something you wanted to do earlier in life? Or I'm always curious how you came to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I always liked the idea of, you know, writing original material. It just wasn't really, I felt like I just couldn't really do it. And then all of a sudden I've said before in interviews, I lived alone for the very first time, and I think something just opened up in me. It was no one could hear me, you know, and I had that freedom. And I think once I wrote one song, I felt more confident, and, you know, it just kept coming out. I have a degree in English, and so I've done writing, but this is a new kind of writing.
You're hearing the voice of Emily Rogers, which, by the way, has a D in it, Rodgers. So if you go to Emily Rogers, spelled that way, .com, you'll arrive at her website. Eric Sorelli is here, too. They're both playing electric guitars. And we'll talk with Eric a little bit in a bit. What would you like to play next?
I think we're going to play a song called Hurricane, which is... Right now, it's our only song that has a video that goes with it. So if you go to the website, you can see that video. I'm really, really proud of it. It's sort of like spliced together old hurricane aftermath, like videos from like the 30s. And I think it's a really cool sort of literal representation, I think, of metaphorical disaster, you know, so which the song is more about that. But Kramer, who's pretty well-known producer, is the one who mixed and mastered the CD, and his daughter was the one who did the film. And she's only about 17, but she just finished an internship with Jesse Dillon, who's a filmmaker and Bob Dylan's son. So we're pretty proud of that.
Well, once again, here's Emily Rogers. Thank you. Emily Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade. You've got some fans out there. I wish I had a mic out there so you could hear the applause out watching behind the glass in our studio. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 23 before noon, Labor Day weekend. Quick check of weather, partly sunny today, patchy fog, then sunny tomorrow. High both days around 70. Labor Day, the high is to be about 80 degrees. Then overnight, temperatures in the low 50s. Currently 56 in Clarion, and then about 63 degrees in Indiana, Grove City, Washington, New Concord, and in our studios in historic Allegheny Square. Hurricane, the song you just heard, a really kind of cool song. I want to turn to Eric just for a minute, who's playing behind Emily, actually beside her today. When did you guys start playing together, Eric?
It actually, maybe about 5 years ago. I actually was in her band in a different capacity. I was a bass player for a while, and I kind of actually was let go from that position.
Well, that happens.
The only band I've ever been fired from.
It's a good thing you didn't burn your bridges. So who came to their senses, you or Emily?
No, I think I started. Well, she lost her original guitar player. Did he move?
Well, he had a baby.
He had a baby. His name was John Pasloff, who's an excellent guitarist, and he's still a good friend of ours. So I came back into the fold then, playing guitar rather than my primary instrument of bass. Obviously not.
Well, you two sound great together, and you seem to fit well together. I know you've got something coming up at La Roche College on the 8th, and then a week from today, Johnny Cash Day, you're going to be playing as part of that event, which is a fun day with proceeds benefiting the Elks. You can get all of this information from the MySpace site. And then you'll be at a fair in the park a week from tomorrow.
Which, really excited about that.
Yeah, that's
you're going to be there too, right?
We will be there indeed. We're always there for a fair in the park. It's just such a great festival. That's Mellon Park and Shadyside starting this Friday and continuing through Sunday. We'll be there at least Saturday and maybe Sunday too. It'd be nice to catch you. You've got a number of CDs, and the NPR review had to be really exciting for you. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember how that all happened? Or
yeah, that was. I actually have a new website that I wrote myself, so I'm pretty excited about that. But that's the quote that I picked to feature. I'm a big NPR fan. My parents listen about 10 hours a day.
NPR, who called you creepy and creaky.
Yeah, I like that. it was a big deal. I'm on a national label now, so gotten a lot more attention for the second record. The label is called Misfit Records, and they have, you know, they have a huge distribution. So I was really excited to get some more attention with. Yeah,
it's. I mean, you have the kind of success that a lot of people dream of, and congratulations!
Thank you.
Really, really terrific. Now, are you touring much?
We have been. We don't have anything scheduled for a while, but we've really been trying to get out. Mostly because we have this national release, and especially trying to get to New York and Chicago. We usually do well there. But we don't have anything scheduled at the moment, just Pittsburgh shows.
Oh, it's hard to make that all fit sometimes, I think, too. Emily Rogers and Eric Sorelli are here. They have a couple more songs they're going to do. What's next?
The next song I'm going to do is called Lay You Down, and that's from my first record. All these other ones have been from the new record. And I should say, too, while we're talking to Eric, we actually got married 5 months ago.
Oh, congratulations.
It was a little cachet.
That's good. And I kind of was wondering that. And I'm glad for full disclosure. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to fire him from marriage.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think you're legally required to play with me forever and always.
Boy. That cuts down on costs significantly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like 5 months.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, March.
Our 22nd wedding anniversary is coming up.
Oh,
Ricky and
also
me.
Exciting.
It's hard to believe it's been that many years.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
So once again, here's Emily Rogers.
Suburban kids commune with the city over radio. While I'm overwhelmed by the words on every window, words on every corner, I see words on every window. And we're always late.
Emily Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade, and her new release is called Bright Day, Misra Records. It's out, and there's also an earlier release called Emily Rogers and Her Majesty's Stars, and both of those are available for purchase or download by going to her website, which is simply emilyrogers.com, spelled with a D before the G. I don't know if there is an Emily Rogers without the D. You might know
I
what happened
so.
If you go to Emily, the other Emily Rogers.
So check.
.com. You never know. She might be performing all these same songs. She may be hijacking your stuff. I wish you all the best success. I really think you're a well-known secret. Or well-kept secret, I should say. People are discovering you more and more, I think, in our area, but also hopefully throughout the nation now with the national release that's come out. That's exciting. So thank you both for being here. What would you like to close out with?
We're going to close out with a song called In Spring Alchemy. And thank you so much for having us. Really,
it's a real
really
pleasure,
nice.
And I hope you'll be back again. Emily Rogers and husband of 5 months, Eric Sorelli. Emily Rogers and Eric Cirelli at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks.